The following is an interview with Bouffe Pontiac director Kim LaRoche following the food bank's annual general meeting on June 29th. All right, so you talk a little bit about, give a bit of an update for what's going on here at Bouffe Pontiac over the last year.
Okay, as we were talking earlier at the AGA meeting, we were talking about the volunteers, which is really important for us. The hours that the volunteers made last year was 352 in comparison of this year, it was 1,070. So for us, it means a lot. It means that we have more help and all. The numbers had lower because of COVID and we had lost all the volunteers, but we're bringing in new ones. Some of the old ones are coming back. So for us, it's such a great, great news. We were also talking about a few of the services that we have and the amount of people that came to our services. So what we call the sharing store, so basically like the food that we hand out, we had 6,619 people that came and got food in 2022 and 23. We also had a collective garden, which around 10 clients used it. So either they got food from it, they worked in it, but approximately 10 people used it. We have a thrift shop that's 100% free. Nobody needs to pay anything. And we had, in general, close to 6,000 people that came and visited or used it. Also, we had a new service last year. We have a sharing store up in Shawville, so it's like a satellite point. People, instead of coming to Campbell's Bay and get their food, we still manage everything, but it gets distributed to Shawville's Anglican Church. We have about 6 families that are using it right now. And also we have a called a Esquad Anti-Gaspillage, so we're preventing it's food waste. So every morning we go to groceries and we pick up like the food that would go to waste, but it's still good to consume. And we picked up 7,916 kilogram of food last year, which is like 17,000 pounds of food that we that didn't go to waste and what was redistributed. And out of this 7,916 kilogram, 1,632 came straight from the Jardins Créatifs Pontiac, which was fresh vegetables. I have to admit that we also have 5,000 kilos out of that that comes from Metro Mansfield, 700 that comes from everyday participants, everyday community people that comes and gives us food, 1,000 that comes from Value Mart, and that's what it looked like this year.
And can you talk a little bit about the financial state there? You had a bit of an increase in the grant funding that you got from the CISO, but as well, you also saw a big increase in food prices as well. Can you talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, in the the program PSUC, which is one of the grants that we get, they gave us 50,000 more during that year. Which is really helpful. But if you look at it in another way, we had to buy more food because we have more clients and the food is more expensive. So the difference between last year and this year is $25,000 that we had to inject towards food, just because we have a little bit more clients and because the food is higher. So yes, the increase of the funding is very appreciated, and we're very grateful, but it gives you an idea of how it's already used, it's already gone. So, and we're a bit worried because this year we know that the food is going to be even a little bit more expensive. It's still going up, so we're probably going to use more money towards the price of food.
You spoke a little bit about the increase in users there as well. Can you sort of quantify that or talk about specific months or times of year where you've seen a big spike in usage, I guess you'd say?
Mm-hmm. Yes, in the annual report, we have a little image that you can look at. Just for an example, one of the months that we noticed that was higher was November. We had 810 people coming to the food bank in November.
Jeez.
It's higher. If you look at before, let's say last April, not this one, we were at 436, and then May was 450, and then an increase in October, we're at 582, And then November 8-10, and it just, like, you can see that it's increasing.
That's quite a sizable increase there. Do you have, like, any indication why? Are people talking about why they're using it more?
People have been mentioning that because of the price of food, like, school snacks are basically so expensive that it's hard to buy. So, they're trying to reach both ends, and that's why they're coming more to the food bank. Because, like, we all see it, the price of food is very expensive.
And did you guys have any changes on your board of directors, or also could you talk a little about the staffing over the past year, and I guess going forward as well?
The board is not changing this year. We're keeping the same people. They're doing an extraordinary job. I'm glad that they're staying. For the team, my employees, like, they're starting April last year, we have a brand new team, so brand new coordinator. We have, like, all my team is fairly new, and they're working extremely good together. So I'm really grateful for that team.
And can you talk a little bit about your goals going forward over the next year here?
Well, like we mentioned about the price of food, we are hoping, we're trying to work on getting more money from the grants at the mission. We will need it, definitely, like, if you look at the cost of food. And I'm also working on having our employees have better salaries. We're a little under what all the other food bank gets, so we're trying to level up there.
And anything along the lines of, you added the satellite there in Shawville, is there any thought of expanding it even further or adding more in Shawville or other satellite locations?
I have to admit that we're doing this in partnership with the Anglican Church. We're sitting together and re-evaluating at the end of summer to see, like, the costs towards the amount of people using it. So we'll be analyzing that. For sure, if because of like transportation is not easy in the Pontiac, if it's possible and it's worth it, we will try and expand it. We just have to see, like, how we can manage all of that and how many points will be available and if it's useful there. So we'll analyze everything and we'll probably have more info next year or at the end of summer.
As far as volunteer positions go, is there something you're looking for or something you're looking to add to or have people on? Cause, and sort of explain what the volunteers there at the booth do as well.
Okay, so basically the volunteers, we just, like, we're using them to help our, like, the employees that are there on place, and also the thrift shop. We do not, like, we provide the thrift shop, but it's only operated by volunteers. It's really helpful. Clients, like, we had to close it at one point. Clients were so sad. Like, they want that there, so it's only operated by volunteers. So they're mainly, when we have volunteers, they're mainly operating the thrift shop, but they're also helping at the food bank. So if somebody's interested, we usually don't say no. If we have too many volunteers in 1 week, what we do is we put their name on a piece, like a waiting list, and we'll give them a call eventually when we need them.
Anything else you wanted to add there?
Well, I'm just very, I want to say thank you to every, like, people in the community that believe in our mission. Without them and the grant, like the funds and stuff like that, we wouldn't be able to help people from the community that needs it. So a big thank you to everyone who believes in us.